New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced a $111.6 billion fiscal 2025 executive budget plan on Wednesday, which includes restored funds for schools, childcare programs, and money for the police department, but did not include money for libraries to restore Sunday services. The Adams administration said better-than-expected economic growth, increased tax revenue, prudent accounting with city services and asylum seeker programs helped reverse planned budget cuts, according to a news release. Last year, the mayor had said he would reduce the city's overall budget by about 5% due to increased costs dealing with the migrant crisis, but he has since walked back on many of the planned cuts. "Thanks to our strong fiscal management, we are able to invest in the things that matter to New Yorkers in this fiscal year 2025 executive budget, including public safety, early childhood education, and the needs of working-class people," the mayor said through a statement. That said, the budget plan did not mention funds were restored for libraries, which were forced to cut hours last year when funding was reduced by more than $58 million. Many library branches are currently not open on Sunday. The executive budget includes money for the NYPD to add two additional police academy classes this year, job creation for young New Yorkers at risk of gun violence, and expanding mental health services in gun violence safety precincts. In education, about $92 million could be spent on supporting and expanding the 3K program, and $74 million to pay for 500 social workers and psychologists to provide mental health services in schools. There is about $17 million each for literacy and dyslexia programs, as well as for programs for students in temporary housing and shelters. The city's programs that help prevent homelessness and evictions will receive $615 million, while $2 billion will be spent on wiping out medical debt for qualified low-income New Yorkers. "We are disappointed that critical support for key mental health services, programs to reduce recidivism, and libraries that our city desperately needs are not included in the executive budget," said City Council Speaker Adrian Adams and Finance Chair Justin Brannan in a joint statement. The City Council previously stated there's another $6 billion in resources the city could use for the fiscal 2024 and 2025 years. The council will now negotiate to finalize the budget, which must be passed by June 30.